Welcome to the Daily Review with Brad Munson for Monday. And let's talk about John Hamm and all the cool stuff he's been doing recently, especially Maggie Moore's, now available on Hulu. This tight, quiet, smart little mystery comedy thriller has been knocking around for a few months, but it's just been added to Hulu, and I hope that that means it finally gets a lot more of the audience it deserves. Just like Hamm's other recent movie, another light comedy mystery, Confess Fletch, which is hiding over on Showtime and Paramount Plus. We'll talk about Maggie Moore's in a minute, but first, let's talk about John Hamm. Jeez, talk about a working actor. Yeah, Mad Men. But Mad Men, God help us all, started 15 years ago and ended almost a decade back. And look at what he's done since. Unlike those other Mad Men alumni layabouts like Christina Hendricks and Elizabeth Moss and John Slattery. Oh yeah, more on Slattery in a minute. For one thing, John Hamm has gone deep into voice work. Almost immediately after Mad Men, he and Carla Gugino, Carla, did a dramatic podcast series called American Hostage that not nearly enough people have listened to. It's on Amazon Music. Go find it. And good news, it's slated to be turned into a movie with Hamm in the starring role. He also did another all-star cast audio series called The Big Lie as an Audible original that I haven't heard yet. And he kept going. He did voices for everything from Minions to SpongeBob SquarePants. My favorite was him playing Tony Stark in the late lamented, tragically underrated animated series on Fox, MODOK. More on that another day, too. And for a while, I admit, it looked like Hamm was almost, you know, tinkering, messing around after all those years on Mad Men. But in the last couple of years, especially post-pandemic, he has been everywhere, and he is consistently damn good. Well, except for Wild Mountain Time, but everybody was awful in that. We shall not speak of it again. Because all of a sudden, boom, he's got a supporting role in Top Gun Maverick and Confess Fletch and Good Omens and The Morning Show and premiering this week an animated series called Grimsburg with an incredible cast. That pest Christina Hendricks is back and Alan Tudyk, who's a god, and Amy Sedaris, who's a goddess, and Patton Oswalt, hey, MODOK, and Rosie Perez, and on and on. And also just now, he's starring in the newest season of Fargo. And all of that in a little over 2 years. And right here in the middle of all that, Maggie Moore's, with Hamm starring alongside Tina Fey and directed by John Slattery. Yeah, that John Slattery from Mad Men, who also showed up in Confess Fletch. It's almost like they were friends or something. And one more departure before we talk about the movie. I know, I'm easily distracted. But check out this movie's pedigree. Not just Hamm, but Tina Fey, who does a hell of a job here as a crushed divorcee just trying to get along. Now, I admit, back in the days of Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, we saw she was a great comedic actress as well as a writer. I mean, Mean Girls, come on. And she created Ted Danson's sly little comedy, Mr. Mayor, that did not get the chance it deserved. But an actress doing actual, you know, roles? Yeah. She was great in the otherwise kind of flat new Hercule Poirot movie from Kenneth Branagh, A Haunting in Venice, playing a cynical but far from clueless writer. She was equally diabolical in a turn as a sinister podcaster in a couple of seasons of Only Murder in the Building, and her role here is nothing like either of those. She's down-to-earth, sympathetic, you actually forget she's Tina Fey, and the connection between her and Hamm is just great. Then there's Slattery as director. Yeah, he directed a few episodes of Mad Men and some other little things, but this is the first work behind the camera in quite a while, and it is so solid and deft, you'd think he'd been doing it for years. Hey, did you know that he's married to Talia Balsam, which means his father-in-law is the late, brilliant character actor Martin Balsam? You know, 12 Angry Men and On the Waterfront and The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 and Psycho? That Martin Balsam? And his mother-in-law is Joyce Van Patten. Equally distinguished and too many things to mention. And the writer of the original screenplay for Maggie Moore's, take note, this is not an adaptation, not anybody's IP, is Paul Birnbaum. One of those quiet, steadily working writers who's been at this a long time. He wrote multiple episodes of just about every action-adventure TV series of the 80s that you can remember. Starsky and Hutch, 21 Jump Street, Riptide, The A-Team, all before he went on to create the Halloween Town series of TV movies that people still go crazy for, even though the first one of them was like 30 years ago. He wrote all of them, all four. No kidding, this movie's got pedigree up and down the line. And given all that experience, all that background, you have a right to expect a solid, smart, well-crafted piece of work. This isn't groundbreaking, this isn't Emmy stuff, but this is what we deserve to see out of the networks, as well as Hulu and Amazon and Netflix all the damn time, and we just don't. Okay, finally, let me talk about the movie. Maggie Moore's is a murder mystery and a tragicomedy of errors, where there just happen to be two women in a smallish town, both named Maggie Moore, and where one of them, the wrong one, gets murdered by a lay hitman working for the other Maggie Moore's husband. John Hamm is the police chief in this town, who may not take himself very seriously, but is dead serious about this case. He works with an odd, intriguing collection of locals, including colleagues and suspects and witnesses and the aforementioned Tina Fey, to solve the crime and be sure that a whole lot of other people don't get murdered before he does so. It's funny, it's clever, it's even warm, and really, you could sit and watch John and Tina for hours, just hanging out at the diner and talking, and you're there. Like Confess Flesh, I'm reminded of the many, many great light mystery books by guys like Donald Westlake and Gregory MacDonald, both sadly passed now, that would make terrific movies. And obviously John Hamm knows too. Confess Fletch came from the late Gregory MacDonald. His books, just like this movie, are engaging, almost charming stories of interesting people getting involved in surprisingly complicated cases that don't always end well, and never end the way you expect. Really, Maggie Moore's is really worth seeking out and spending an evening with. Meanwhile, let's keep watching this John Hamm guy. I think he's got a future. I don't know what's going on with him, but even a couple of decades in, he just seems to be getting started. What that means, of course, is that now I have to go watch Fargo and Grimsburg, damn it. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.